Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father. Father, we praise you and worship you and thank you for the wonderful, wonderful blessings of life. Lord, I want to thank you for this book. Thank you for this magnificent word. Thank you for giving us all the wonderful promises and statements and prophecies and everything as you've made in this book to tell us who we are, when you're coming, when you came before, and all the wonderful things about the future, what's going to happen, and for letting us know, not keeping us in the dark. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you for the Word. We thank you that all we got to do is read and study this magnificent owner's manual. Wow! What a book this is, Father. How exciting it is to read and study the Word of God, to learn our owner's manual. Oh, I praise you and thank you. As the Word goes out today, Father, bless it. Bless every man and woman that hears this, and Father, in the name of Jesus, take the Holy Spirit and drive them to the Word of God that they may study this book and learn who they are and what they can do. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to go back to a little bit of the scripture there in Ephesians 1 that I talked about yesterday for those of you that missed it. But I want you just to realize that when you really get a hold of what this says, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Now think, we pray for God to give us all kinds of things. And let me tell you, virtually everything we pray for, almost, has already been given to us. Because when you get a hold of what this means in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, you will see that Paul is literally proclaiming this from the housetops. He's not just silently doing this. I can see Paul on the side of that mountain in Ephesus just proclaiming this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. Because He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. What does that mean? That means that every spiritual blessing has already been given to us. Well, what are these spiritual blessings? Salvation. Jesus paid the price for it. It's a free gift. He's already taken care of the sin problem on the earth. He's forgiven you for all your sins. All you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe with your heart the Father raised Jesus from the dead, and you become a possessor of eternal life to live with the King forever, and to be identified with Him, the same as Jesus, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27, and this is the mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not only has He blessed you with salvation, but He has blessed you with health and healing. Healing is yours. It was paid for on the cross, actually before He went to the cross. By His stripes you were healed. All power over the enemy. Praise the King. You have power to cast out devils and to heal the sick. All these wonderful things already belongs to us. And most Christians, or like I was most of my life, they have no idea what belongs to them. Absolutely no idea. What's wrong? A lack of knowledge of the Word. And when we read it, we don't believe it. It's too good to be true. Well, almost everything out there that's too good to be true, that's what it is. It's too good to be true. But let me tell you, the Word of God is true. The Word of God says that every one of these promises are yes and amen. Every time to all of God's obedient children. And it says that He has exalted His Word above all His names in the book of Psalms 138:2. And the Scripture, which is forever settled in heaven, which cannot be broken. It's forever settled in heaven, and it cannot be broken. John 10:34. Just think, if the Word of God is forever settled in heaven, it can't be broken. He's exalted His Word above all His names. And in Jeremiah 1:12, He watches over His Word to perform His Word. Just think, if all these spiritual blessings already belong to us, then what in the world can we pray for? I can tell you, We can pray for a needy church, a church that don't know these things. We can pray for revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding of the Word. We can pray that men and women will be inspired by the Holy Ghost to get into the Word and start learning who they are so they can do what the Word of God says they can do, so that they won't sin, so they'll walk holy before God. Because if they don't walk holy before God, and if they do defile their temple, which is your physical body on this earth, that will allow your physical body to be destroyed and killed, and it will die early. Don't do that. Don't go there. Whatever you do, learn the Word and walk in it. Now then, truly, as we've studied these things this week, we have truly found that God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so then, truly, the miracle is in your mouth. The miracle is in your mouth. You have to say what God says. Now, if you will say what God says, it may not happen if you say it once. But if you say it many times, it will happen. It cannot fail. Let me tell you a story right here to finish out this week. I made a statement about speaking these things and they coming to pass just like it's written. My granddaughter, after a car wreck, because of a neck brace she had to wear for a while, about 30 days, or she couldn't live. If you haven't heard that story, you need to call and get a free set of the Caitlin Miracle tapes, CDs, or whatever. Well, this is a little girl. It was totally impossible for her to live. But let me tell you, she's very much alive and well. She's 7 years old now. It's happened 3.5, nearly 4 years ago. But because of that, she had to wear a neck brace, and because of that neck brace she had to wear for about 30 days, kept the skin all wore off of the bottom of her chin. And so since it kept the skin wore off, it caused a double-layered scar to come up on that. Now then, through the Word of God, in quoting these promises, the front part of the face, which had so many bones broken in it and so many lacerations and cut and bruises and everything, that everybody thought, who knows what she will look like if she lives, but nobody thought she was going to live but me. At least I don't think nobody did, but I sure did. I believed the Word of God. I told them all through the deal, she will live, she will run and play. And they thought I was crazy. But let me tell you, I was quoting the Word of God to the king and to the devil. And, of course, she came through. But that scar that was under her chin, as she would run around the house and she'd come in the house, she'd walk up to the kitchen table where I was having breakfast or something or whatever, or I'd pick her up, I'd reach down and I'd rub that scar, and I would say, thank you, Father, that your Word says I can ask you for anything in John 14 and 13, and you'll do it for me. So, Father, I want to thank you in the name of Jesus for that promise, and I want to thank you in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that all of your promises are yes and amen for your obedient children. And I said, Father, I'm walking in obedience to your Word. I'm hiding your Word in my heart, and you and I are one. So I want to thank you for taking that scar off my granddaughter's chin. And I would rub that thing and say, thank you, Lord, just every time I see her. Sometimes real often, sometimes it'd be a week or so. But whatever, I prayed over that thing for 2 years without fail. Thanked him and praised him for taking that scar off. Well, 2 years came and went. Now, this had been about a year and a half ago, but 2 years had come and went, and that scar was still there. Hadn't changed a bit, not a bit, but I trusted God. One morning she walked up to the table, and I was having a bowl of cereal one morning. She walked up there, and I reached down and tickled her under the chin. I said, Father, I want to thank you one more time that that scar is not there, because you said in John 14, 13, I could ask the Father in the name of Jesus for anything, and it shall be done for me. And then I reached over and touched that thing like I usually do and said, Father, thank you that that scar is gone. Only this morning, that scar was really gone. And that whole thing, totally, completely gone. Now, I don't know whether it took I don't know from the time I spoke it the last time until the time that I spoke it this time. I don't know if it was a week or 2 weeks or what it was. But the last time I touched it, it was there. This time when I touched her, it was not there. And so that's what I'm saying. Don't ever give up on God. Walk in obedience to His Word. Walk in faith. Walk in love. When you do, you will find that these things will work for you. They cannot fail. Now then, God never changes. He is a God that watches over His Word. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12 says, "Then the Lord said to me, 'You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word.'" Now, this is a big, major secret right here that we do not understand. When you come to the Lord in prayer, you find you a promise somewhere, or you start to ask Him for something, you find a promise in His Word that will guarantee you can have what you need. And after you have made sure that your sins were repented of, made sure you're walking in holiness and obedience to His Word, because He also says in His Word, "Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord." No man shall see the Lord without holiness. So that covers everybody. So you need to make sure your sins are repented of, you're walking holy before God. And if you are, then He clearly says that you can come and ask Him for anything, and He will do it. So find you a promise that'll guarantee you can have what you want, and then come and ask Him on behalf of that promise, and then read it to Him, quote it to Him, like Matthew 18:19. Think of this magnificent promise. Jesus said, "And again I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven." Now that He watches over His Word to perform His Word, then if He watches over His Word to perform His Word, then all you've got to do is make sure your sins are confessed and quote those words. Just like Matthew 18:19. That says two on earth. Well, a while back, my wife, she had a problem with her legs. The blood wasn't flowing properly in her legs, and her legs were cold, and her feet were cold. So I literally took Matthew 18:19 about 8, 9, 10 months ago, and I, as her legs were cold and her feet were cold, and I literally laid hands on her legs and feet, began to caress the lower portion of her legs and her feet, and thanking the Father in the name of Jesus for Matthew 18:19. I said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, You said right here in Matthew 18:19 that if two of us on earth agreed about anything we ask You for, it will be done for us by our Father which is in heaven. So, Father, I want to thank You for opening these arteries and veins and letting this blood flow perfect in the name of Jesus." And I asked my wife, I said, "Do you believe?" She said, "Yes, I do." I said, "Say thank You." She did, and instantly her legs got warm, and she's never had cold legs or feet again. Praise the King. These promises are for you. Give us a call, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll send you out a box of audio, video, CDs, DVDs, free and postpaid. And get to us on the web, find out where we are, and order these tapes free there. www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order these things and find out where we're going to be, where we're going to be speaking, and you can listen to these radio shows again. You can get to us. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord.